This is Jerry Lane transmitting Mother Spirit on June 22nd, 2017. Dear Mother Spirit and Michael, I must confess the last few hours I felt rather strangely, kind of spiritually, creatively empty. But then I recalled and really appreciate the lessons that you and Michael have given, as well as what our Urantia book says, that spiritual creative energy is very much like this material or physical energy and mental energy. It's something that can be just exhausted from time to time and may come and go rather mysteriously. And I'm reassured that also that these this transmitting is not about me, so it always involved just kind of setting myself aside somewhere, parking in space, and letting the two of you come through, trusting that you will be here. So I'll say amen to that and let you go ahead. Good evening. This is Mother Spirit. Let me say, your Mother Spirit, my dear ones. I guess a kind of a colloquial way of saying it is, I'm the only Mother Spirit you got. But then too, you are truly my children. And I am so much a part of your lives. Just delighted to be so, whether you recognize this or not. You are in my local universe. And I'm part of the mind and spirit of this whole realm. And like yourselves, I too am not alone. One way that Michael and I are blessed with our different kind of sensitivity, we can detect and be in communication with what your Urantia book calls all the different levels of deity. In other words, I would like to make clear to you tonight that the Trinity, you know, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit of the infinite spirit of paradise, these are dimensions of reality all around us. Not only Michael and I who can sense these and relate with these realities, but you yourselves, the whole physical universe, has them extended through it, their sensitivity, their awareness. In addition, your Urantia book talks about God's personality circuit, the way he shares the life of all the personal beings that come directly from him. And then the eternal Son who gives the spiritual dimensions to all of these beings. And the infinite spirit whose cosmic mind surrounds all of us, in which I am delighted to, if you were kind of funneled down to all the personal beings within my own local universe. So my dear ones, this is part of what you have to look forward to as your physical and mental and spiritual being changes in your upcoming, what you call life after death. It's just what we call your eternal life, continues to modulate and you continue to grow in all of these functions, physically and mentally and spiritually. This is what you come in contact with. Not only the other higher spiritual beings like your own personal guardian angels, Melchizedeks and other beings, but the whole spiritual hierarchy above you. They're all here. This is also their realm that overlaps and intermingles with my own. The Ancients of Days, the head of our super universe, is here. Excuse me, this is Jerry. Hang on a second, everybody. I got a knock at the door. Yeah, I'm right in the middle of a teleconference with about 30 other people all over the world.
All right, I'll tell you another time. I was going to show you.
Excuse me, this is Jerry. That was a knock on the door and a neighbor. So back to Mother Spirit. My children, this is the lesson for tonight, is that you're surrounded by all these dimensions of spirituality. And it's something to look forward to as you grow more and more spiritual yourselves. You gain a sensitivity to them. But even now they do impinge upon you, this what you call this human reality that you live in is evolved by the work of all of these spiritual beings above you, starting with God the Father. All these universes of time and space. The master spirits, the heads of the super universes, they're all here in that sense. And so as you look around you, this reality, this universe, this world you are living on, all of this was very deliberately planned and executed, developed by Spirit for you. So in one way, we are all yours. You reap the benefit of all of our labors. And so much of it is for you. In a sense, you are the end purpose for all this creativity. And so in your human life, try not to be too discouraged when, in a sense, you are having a mild depression of your own spiritual creativity. Since you are co-creating all of your reality, physical and mental and spiritual, you are spiritual being co-creating everything you experience. This can come across as everything just being kind of flat. It's lost its kind of normal luster, if you will. And where replacing your physical energy just might take a good nutritious meal and a good night's sleep, or at least a little mid-afternoon nap. And your studies or your mental abilities and exercises can also just use a little break. So too it is with spirit, with your own co-creativity of your life. It helps so much to be aware of this, of the origin of this. Then literally take heart that your own spiritual nature is just intrinsically replenishing. It's part of that other great mystery we're all involved in called life. Something that none of us can actually get a hold of and pin down and exhaustively comprehend even. Even Michael and I. We're in this continuing existence called life, called living. And so we pay great respect and appreciation and love to our Father who created us and gave us this little nudge to get us going. And just moment to moment, we still are. And we're still going. And so we're face to face with this miracle of how this spiritual energy rejuvenates us. How it seems to replenish itself. And part of the secret is within your human kind of being. This is the presence of God right within you, is part of this renewal, this rejuvenation. Which is why one of the best ways for you to regain this spiritual creativity is you're in your meditations. Be unafraid to just be still and pay attention. By just kind of relaxing everything, you can become very subtly aware, or I should say, very aware of a subtle aspect of yourself that you are co-creating everything, especially this mind of yours and all that occupies you, all these thoughts that are incessant and help you, enable you to tie everything together. You can be still and consider the love you have for all your friends and your family and the love they have for you. For this is one of the most outward manifestations of creative spirit, this connection. So, my dear ones, be unafraid if you hit these hollow spots from time to time. They're just a natural consequence of what went before, maybe a wonderful burst of spiritual creativity. That needs a little replenishing. So just sit still in your emptiness and marvel at that. And then feel it coming back, all that spiritual creative energy as you look around your room or maybe you're out in the woods. And those million fold little spots of reality that your eyes are registering and your ears are hearing and your skin is feeling, your heart is beating and your lungs are just breathing in and out. Contemplate this mystery of living. It's the fact you still are and you still are continuing. Be unafraid, my dear ones. There's no greater triumph of spirit than this, that it mysteriously replenishes itself. It comes from all the spiritual dimensions around you, all of these higher personal beings. that are creating everything all around you. It's always a good thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Put your heart in the right spot. Now, if you have any comments or questions, let us just celebrate our life that we can engage in these two.
Mother, can you hear me?
Yes.
You mentioned that we grow materially, intellectually, and spiritually, always. On this plane, mostly we are aware of the material, and I understand that spirit is always domiciled on some material world, but could you expand a little bit about how we materially grow forever?
Well, yes, my son. I think your Rancho book puts it that almost all spiritual beings even have some kind of form. And it's just that those rare spiritual beings that do not have form. But I'll tease you with the notion of, as you're sitting there listening to me, you can wiggle your fingers and your toes and stuff, and be aware of the idea of, well, let's put it this way, but consider the idea that you are a form of energy even now. And you are simply reassured that you will always have your kind of being, even to paradise and beyond. You always have a form. You even be forever male and female. And so the hardest thing to explain to you, or maybe to convince you of, is that throughout eternity, this progression you will have is to becoming more real. And so tonight I put that in a kind of material sense, because even now you are a continuing form of energy right down to the molecular level, but especially as you're a living being on the cellular level, all these billions of living cells that make up your body. Again, the Urantia book just lets you know that when you reawaken for the first time on the mansion worlds, your form will still be pretty much that of physical energy. But counterparting it, and right alongside these natural, you might say natural 100 elements, although certainly you don't have the heavier ones like uranium and so forth, but alongside the, what you call now the physical elements, you will have a counterpart. But what we're teasing you with is this notion of, imagine yourself being not on some nebulous kind of living personality, you know, playing a harp on a cloud, as your cartoons go, but being more real. But this is something you can even be aware of in this first life of yours. As you become more spiritual, you become more real. And you can become more aware of being a living, continuing pattern of energy. So in this sense, this is what I meant by your sense of the material realm will continue to develop and grow. And you will always have this form and become ever more you, That's that miracle of your God-given personality, that even as you go through the hundreds of changes in our local universe, you become more real and always of this human nature, as contrasted, shall we say, to some of the other more, what you might call, purely spiritual beings who never had this very material origin. Does that at least begin to explain? It is a mystery, but it's one that will totally delight your soul when you encounter it.
Yes, well, you mentioned, the Rancho book mentions the forming levels of outer space. And when I think of the organization of stars and their birthing, and the study of how the universe operates, I can see how one might have a continuing education in the material, and assuming that we become seventh stage spirits, and go off to serve in the worlds of the third and fourth rings out there. Again, they're material worlds, so I'm. I guess we're never going to get rid of. I start to see how it is a continuing evolution of material mind and spirit.
Well, my son, you put your finger right on it. It is a kind of a continuing thing, which I see it's that absolute shock and surprise that awaits you when you reawaken for the first time. Something that, as your Rancho book says, it'll stay in your, be a big part of your soul forever and ever and ever. Because now we're using, I'm using words like material and mind and spirit. And as you know, your personality right now is involved in this Herculean task of trying to trying to get these things all together, trying to unite these somewhat. Because in so many folks, that, especially those who are suffering so terribly, they choose suicide as a way to end the pain. It's not always guaranteed that this oneness is achieved, but as you grow more and more one, you might say, these human notions you have now of this great separation between mental and physical and spiritual, it's hard for us to describe the kind of being you become. I can't say you become more material, because, like, in your human sense, but as you acquire these other elements of your being, that's the only way I can explain it, is you become not less, but more real. And that intimates, that suggests a materiality, and yet that separation that you know now is to be transcended into something gloriously, kind of like a super material, super mind, super spirit, if you will. That's what makes it all worthwhile. That's why more and more and more you can appreciate this infinite mind of God that thought up this whole thing to begin with and created it all and gave it a nudge. This absolutely endless opening future you have, continuing as a living being. But it's all a big tease. It's like your Rancho book is a big tease in a way. It's something that you will not dissemble your surprise upon encountering it.
Well, thank you, Mother. I appreciate your comments.
Well, I appreciate your curiosity, my son. children, if there are no more questions or comments, let me say perhaps my own choice of that word material was too much of a tease in a way. I think your Rancho book puts it, the form you inherit and continues to progressively change to become more real. I can only reflect back to the fact that what you call now your physical being is still just a miraculously continuing form that in your human kind of being does definitely have a start with a sperm and an egg getting together, a physical birth, a continuing life that does go through this process you call aging, to where certain kind of cellular, molecular and cellular activities do slowly break down and ultimately lead to this transition to where you give up this form, this continuing form of a living energy that in your case is what you call physical, mental, and spiritual, to reawaken with something that's only very slightly different. And you will literally be walking around on another physical world. And this physicalness, this, shall we say, the tenacity and duration of your living form does progress through hundreds of stages as you go through come up through the local universe. As you spend hundreds and then thousands of years in all kinds of activities to become a very well-rounded kind of being. Just to become what we call a first stage spirit, be sent off into the galaxy. But you're involved in this already, spiritually and soulfully. You're acquiring a soul of living experience. It is counterparted and vouchsafed by God Himself. And this spiritual soul, as this spiritual soulful aspect of you becomes more and more conscious. I mean, it's already, your soul is already influencing everything you do. All of your past does enable you to interpret what's happening to you moment by moment, hopefully in a growing way, a maturing way, an ever greater wise wisdom. That continues. That continues to grow and influence and determine who and what you are. But it's also very, very what you would call physical insofar as the reality of it all. So many folks who are, shall we say, somewhat not too conscious of their mental and spiritual and soulful life, even if they are a unique personality, they identify so much with their existing body, that too grows and changes. But enough of my teasing tonight. Was there another question or comment? If not, let me bid you a very fond farewell once again. Hope to see you in a few months as we both can continue this mystery of being alive. So this is your your mother spirit saying, good evening.